time is money, Benjamin Franklin once observed. And it certainly is when the taxi meter ticks or the long-distance call goes on and on. But time in certain places also can stand still. NPR's special correspondent, Susan Stamberg, continues her Thursday morning series on time with a woman who stopped time, or at least shifted it down several notches, at a monastery in the Midwest.
The monastery is St. John's Abbey in Collegeville, Minnesota. Writer and poet Kathleen Norris spent 3 years there, on and off, living with her husband in a house on the campus, experiencing a different way to think about time.
Monastic life really is a manipulation of time, and it always has been. It just forces you to slow down.
In her book, The Cloister Walk, Kathleen Norris says that with the Benedictines, time stopped being an enemy, something that's always running out. Instead, time became a nourishing frame for her day.
Usually, I would try to get there by about 6:30 in the morning, and there would always be several monks there and sometimes other people there just sitting in silence. And the actual prayers began at 7, and they lasted about 20 minutes to a half an hour. And then I would go to my study and just work on writing in general. Just exactly at noon, I would go back to the church and pray with the monks for 15, 20 minutes. And then off in the afternoon, I would spend running errands, sometimes on campus, sometimes off campus. And there was a mass at 5 o'clock, which I often went to. And then at 7 p.m., I would return for Vespers, the evening prayer service.
Four times in the course of the day, then, you were thoroughly entering that world. What did you notice about the quality of time with those entries?
I think the main effect that most modern people notice is that quality of slowing down. It forces you to slow down, for one thing, and especially after I'd been running errands all afternoon to go to Mass, you really felt like you were just skidding to a halt, putting the brakes on. And it took sometimes until the first or second psalm or right after the hymn or something to realize that you really needed to slow down.
And so the time becomes still. It becomes contemplative. It's not about a product, is it?
Not really. You really come to appreciate the quality of silence. That sitting in silence with a number of other people is refreshing. And also, for me, one of the things that time did in the monastery was make me appreciate words more, words read aloud.
Huh.
Unless you're a little kid, you know, that mommy and daddy are reading a bedtime story, most adults don't experience hearing things read aloud. And here we were singing hymns, we were having portions of scripture read to us. And what always astonished me was how things would come clear suddenly. Meanings I hadn't seen, ideas would spring out of my head just based on what I was hearing.
And is that because all the rest of the clutter, the junk that surrounds our minds at most times, was gone?
I think so. And especially after more than a week, after a couple of months went by, I didn't want a lot more noise in my life, say at night. Mm-hmm. Like going home to listen to you know, rock and roll, which I love. Mm-hmm. But going home after Vespers, I thought, no, that's too much noise there. I'm just going to have some silence now instead of television, instead of a stereo, instead of more noise. I think it all made me more appreciative of silence in general.
What about getting bored? Did you never have times sitting there in that community when you started to tap your fingers or maybe wiggle a foot, begin to fidget a little?
Anyone who meditates knows that you get bored and distracted, you know, so that you may be listening to a magnificent passage, you know, from the scriptures, and you're thinking, gee, I wonder if I took the rolls out of the freezer this morning. You know, your mind will wander. That's what we deal with all the time. Yes, and that, you know, routine is boring, but routine is also life-sustaining. It's like a scaffold on which you build. As far as I was concerned, I was building my creative life. I wrote lots of poems when I was at St. John's. I really worked on two books, my first two books. I couldn't get over how much work I was getting done when I was going to church four times a day.
Having had this experience, Kathleen Norris, what do you think when you look at our normal sort of, I put it in quotes, day-to-day life? I mean, all the things that we try to cram into this limited time we have, this whole notion of us going through the day multitasking. Has it given you a new perspective on that?
Well, I think The one thing I've carried away is that sense that I need a foundation for the day, and how the day begins is very important. Even if I can only get 5 minutes of silence reading a psalm, that might be enough to sustain me for the rest of the day, that there's something, and then trying to return at night maybe to a psalm, and maybe not sitting in my nice little chair, you know, before I go to bed, that trying to keep at least that sense of the beginning and the end of the day, because I think one of the great things about monastic life, and the reason that people feel so relaxed often when they go to a monastery for a retreat, is that they're really following the natural cycle of sunrise and sunset. Those are the sort of the power points of the day, and that's really the rhythm of farm life, of rural life. And most of us, especially in urban environments, we tend to ignore that natural cycle, I think, in modern life.
What were the lessons for your secular life once you left St. John's Abbey and went back to your home in Lemon, South Dakota?
Well, of course, Lemon, South Dakota, in some ways, might as well be a monastery. It's so quiet, it's so isolated, in a sense. I think I thought a lot about time when I did go back there, and I think some of that monastic discipline, I hope, rubbed off. That you pray, and then you work, and then you play a little, and then you pray again, and you eat, and you do all these things that at regular times, and that's a fairly healthy way to live. Mm. And the other thing, I think, in terms of time, that it really does is you can laugh at yourself when you are sitting at a traffic light and it seems really long, or you're waiting for your computer to boot up, and you realize that you're fretting over 30 seconds of your life. And that's just, you know, in the monastic perspective, you know, 10 years is a decent interval. I mean, this is so funny. And I think modern life has diced up time like an onion for most of us. You know, there's so many things we have to get done in a certain amount of time. So I think that's one of the reasons so many people find monasteries so inspiring, is because you really can slow down. You can look at the larger, longer picture.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Kathleen Norris, her 1996 book, The Cloister Walk, is the story of months spent in residence at St. John's Abbey, a Benedictine monastery in Minnesota. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
Next week, time from a historical perspective.